Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Folks, we have a great show lined up for you today, and I want to say to everyone right now, before we get started, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. You can also check out our show. You can follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in Cal, MRMOTIVATOR. And you can also check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. If you have questions for me, feel free to email us. The email address is cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in Cal, T-H-E, MOTIVATOR. And of course, we would love for you listening in on a live broadcast with us. Feel free to dial us at area code 323-580-5712 and be with us on the live broadcast. Our show today is going to really inspire you or motivate you, because we're going to explore the media and we're going to discuss how blogging and tweeting can make you money. Brian Tracy says, the more you think about what you want, the more motivated you will become. We deal with challenges in life, and sometimes we write information. We use our diaries. We send out letters. We do things to leave an understanding or to put pieces of wisdom together that will give some light to our story. All of us have a story to tell in some way, but you know what? No one can share or tell their story the way you tell your story. No one can take the understanding and the knowledge that you have and paste it together exactly the way you put yours together. People look for information. They look for quotes. They look for letters. They look for books that give them tidbits of hope. They look for things that inspire them. Blogging. What is it about blogging? And blogging for cash. Is this possible? Is this a myth? Or is this really happening? Well, today, we want to welcome our guest to the broadcast who is going to shed some light in this area. We want to welcome our guest who is not only an entrepreneur, an educator, a life coach, an author, and an editor. Our guest is also the host of a show, Let's Talk Truth. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a hand for the lovely, the talented, the witty, the beautiful Miss Lois Bullock. Come on out, Lois.
Well, good morning, Mr. Motivator. How are you? It's a wonderful day.
Hey, it is just great to have you here with us again to broadcast and to shed some light on a subject that I've received a lot of email requests on. I'd say within the past 5 or 6 months, I've been receiving requests on blogging. And will we ever cover a show that gives us some light about blogging? So how has your week been? Did you have a challenge dealing with the Texas heat, or has your week been really good? So what's been going on with you, Lois?
Well, I've had a wonderful, wonderful week. And I've been quite busy, and needless to say, I'm just excited about being here with you this morning, because you always have such interesting topics, and I just kind of like to hang around you. You know, it's good to hang around older people and get the wisdom that they have, so that's why I love to hang around you. I don't know why we as young people don't like to rub shoulders with older people, but that's where you get your wisdom from. So, you know, they're old enough to have experienced quite a bit. And so this is where we get our wisdom from. So it's good to hang with you on your show.
Awesome. And now give us some tidbits of wisdom. How have you been dealing with this Texas heat? Because everyone is telling me that the heat is getting...
Well, this Texas heat is awful. One thing that I'm regretful for this morning, I have a puppy, and he's sick, and so we're fighting the vet and us. We're being challenged, but we think he's going to pull through.
Oh, that's
But we're just, you know, so that's one thing that's been in our face. But other than that, we're, you know, everything's working out. We're just managing to stay in the air condition, and how blessed we are to have air condition. And, you know, in our cars and in our homes. So we're really dealing with the heat pretty good.
That's awesome. And I think while we're on the air, maybe we should say something to our listeners, our viewers today, to be mindful of the heat, try not to get too hot when working outside, and be careful with our pets.
Right.
Because I've noticed people going in the stores and leaving their pets in the cars, and with this heat, we have to be extremely careful, and especially if there's no air conditioning in the car, and being gone away for long periods of time.
That's right. That's right. We have to be very, very careful that we don't expose our children or our pets.
That's right.
Leave them in the car.
That's right. Well, blogging for money. Now, I know I do a little bit of blogging. My goal is to do more blogging, because I've just been I'm impressed with the people that come to my site just to check out my blog. And I know that blogging is very popular with a lot of people today, entertainers and also business people. Now, what is it about this blogging that's so attractive to people?
Well, first of all, for a novice, I would explain to you, because there are some people out there who's interested in blogging, and they don't have a clue what blogging is.
Mm-hmm.
But blogging is merely, it's a weblog.
Okay.
And
it's
a journal that's written online, and it is accessible to Internet users.
Oh.
So this is something that it's a media source that allow people to express themselves on different topics. I mean, there are thousands of topics out there that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about blogging for cash. So the first thing we need to understand is blogging, and if the blogging is going to be successful and you're going to get paid for it, we need to understand how you're going to get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Oh, good. You're right. People are curious about understanding how that comes about, how to get paid from blogging. And maybe you can give us some details and give us some ideas of maybe, or you can give us an example. Now, what is, can you give us an example of a blog? Let's say there's someone out there, someone listening in with us right now, and they've never blogged, and they've heard about blogging. And how would you explain that to someone who's never done it, or give them an example?
Firstly, I would tell people that if you're going to blog, and if you're going to do that, you have to make sure you're doing something of interest. Now, we're talking about blogging. It's good to blog. Some people do it for just for the sport of it.
Okay. See?
Because it's something you enjoy. It, like I said, it's an expression you can do online. You can share with other people. But this morning, you're talking about blogging for cash. So that's something that's going to be just a little bit differently, because blogging for cash means you're going to do something that people want to know about.
Oh, okay.
You're going to either, it's going to either be an informative, something that's informational, something informative they want to hear about,
mm-hmm.
or it's going to be something of an entertainment level. But it's something that's going to pique the interest of your readers.
Okay.
And another thing, too, when you're talking about blogging for cash, this means you're going to give this your attention as if it was a job.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to give it 100% of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing that you're going to have to understand and to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be able to do it, and you've got to be able to put words together
mm-hmm.
that someone wants to know about. You've got to be a teacher or something. You've got to be giving a person something that they actually need. If you're going to be blogging for money.
Okay.
Because the money you make depends on your audience.
Oh, okay.
It depends on your number of readers, the people that you attract to your site.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to attract people, I think the first thing you need to do is focus on your content.
Mm-hmm.
What is your content going to be about? You know, you got to do write on topics that actually interest people. You've got to be giving people something for them to read,
okay.
for them to come back and to continually read and read and read.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just one thing we have to take into consideration.
Okay. Well, I'm with me being a comedian and also a motivational speaker, and people always want me to give them quotes on motivation. What would my blog consist of if I was blogging for money?
of your blogging for money, you're going to have to motivate people in an area that really interests them. What's the going, like you say, what is the going rate? What are people involved in now that they need motivation on? You know, the economy is one thing. You know, politics is another thing.
Yes.
Life skills, self-help, anywhere you can tell a person that they can actually help themselves. This is going to be one thing that would absolutely do them good. And they would be more attentive to helping you or to, you know, helping you to make money by looking at your blog space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a quote that kind of comes to mind that I think will really inspire some of our viewers today, and this quote has been with me for many years, but it says, you can have everything in life you want if you will help enough other people get what they want, by Zig Ziglar. People want blogs. People want information. They want quotes. That's why it's imperative that we take this under consideration today, wouldn't you think?
I absolutely agree, because the more people you attract to your blog space, then that means advertisers will begin to pay you to put advertisements or advertisements on your page.
I see.
So this is something you have to understand and to know.
Wow, that is awesome. And I think it is so amazing that this is something that's simple to do. Anyone can do this, and it's legal. It's not. Now, there may be some people who are set up unscrupulously, and we have to watch those type of companies that may be doing this on a level to scam people. But I think the majority of the people out there right now who are doing this are people who sincerely want to help others with information. And I see nothing wrong with an exchange for money for information.
Right.
Now, another statement I was reading the other day, it said, think twice before you throw your hard-earned money on a get-rich-quick investment by John Kamuta. Do you think a lot of people are taken away by scams and therefore they lose millions and millions of dollars?
They are.
Quick,
this is why blogging takes a lot of in-depth study. You probably won't start getting rich overnight.
Yes.
This is something you're going to have to be dedicated to work at.
Okay.
To make sure you have hit your focus.
Okay.
See, your focus has to be something that people are interested in.
Yeah.
The majority is interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things that we're talking about is just not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad. I appreciate you sharing that with us, because I think it's great news to know that if you dedicate yourself and get focused, you can actually create a nice income doing this, and it's legal, rather than getting caught up in some kind of scheme, some kind of pyramid scheme or something that's going to get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We really do have to watch those kinds of things that come out here, and you read about it. Often, people are scammed. They get caught up in something, and the company the people pack up and leave, and there those people are, their life savings and investments are just going down the drain. Now, I was just so inspired by just thinking about what people can actually do. There are people who do this as a profession, and they're earning a living. And for you to come on and to get with us and share the details on is just amazing. It's phenomenal to me. Because with you being a teacher, I can always count on you giving us good information, good details, and you're the best at explaining things, because as an educator, you've always taught your students, and you went out of your way to get information to research for your class because you wanted them to be the best. And I appreciate you. Every show that you come on to be a part with us, you always give us your best, and I appreciate that.
You know, you're talking about blogging. A lot of people want to start blogging, but you're wanting to do it for the wrong reasons. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
When I say the wrong reasons, you have to want to really do this because you're going to be stuck. You're going to be stuck in a topic for a long time. Because once you find something that's paying, you're going to have to stick with it. And so that means you're going to have to be creative-minded. You're going to have to be able to create that focus or reinvent that focus every day, that same topic. You're going to have to reinvent it every day and make it more interesting and make it mind-catching. You're going to have to, you know, get into the heart of the matter. So you're going to be stuck there for a long time. But if you start blogging with the mindset that I can just quit any time when maybe your listeners is not running as high as you want them to, and you just say, well, I'm just going to quit. You have to really check out everything and see why your audience failed. What do you need to do to increase your audience? But you don't just stop. Unless this is not your forte, unless this is something that you just don't want to do, and you did it because you thought it was cool to blog, you know, be like your friend. This should be something that's really meaningful to you. When you blog, you have to really enjoy what you're doing. Most journalists or most people who love to write love to blog.
Yes.
And that's lucrative. You know, you can become lucrative if you sit down and get it together and make sure that what you're putting out there is content that's really helping somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's really informing, or it's really entertaining people in some manner.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that you're going to have to make sure you're doing. And you'll find that it'll start to do, you know, a lot of good.
Yes. Well, I like that word that you use, lucrative, because all of us want to be more successful, and all of us want to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
And I read a couple of these statements from the Bureau of Statistics, and one of the things that really got me and that I'm excited about, it said that there are more than 5 million millionaires in the U.S., and most of them are self-made. And it also mentioned that there are almost 300 billionaires, most of whom started with little or nothing. They saw a need, they saw an interest, and they pursued it. They focused on bringing it out. That, I thought, was very powerful, how they took something simple such as blogging. They saw that the journalists want to read. And there are people who want to read what the journalists have, and especially their favorite journalists. And the other thing I saw that
was inspirational to me. It mentioned that more than 100,000 people become millionaires in the U.S. each year at a rate of approximately one every 5 minutes by finding a need that's not being met.
Mm-hmm.
Something
and that,
simple like blogging.
Yeah,
amazing, huh?
Because people in this day, and if you'll notice, the more we move toward the technology age,
yes,
people need something to be extraordinary.
Yes.
People need something that's not mundane.
Mm-hmm.
They need something that's just not every day. They want to do something different.
Yes.
If you'll notice, that's why our cell phones are going from the plain phone to the upgrade.
Yes.
Well, that's the same way it is with the need that people have.
Mm-hmm.
People want to be noticed.
Yes.
People want to be noticed.
Uh-huh.
People want to be a part of something. This is why you had the different social media like MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, all these things. People want to be acknowledged.
Okay.
People want to be a part of something big. They want to say, I've got my hands in this and I've got my hands in that. So they become a part of whatever is interesting them. So I can remember several years ago, you could say blog, and only one or two people knew what blogging was.
Yes.
But now it's all over the media. It's everywhere. Everybody's blogging for this and blogging for that.
Yeah.
So people are becoming involved,
mm-hmm.
and they're becoming involved because it makes them feel like they are a part of something.
Yes.
So this is why they're doing what they're doing and getting away with it. Now, we're talking about once people who blog and how important it is for them to get their content,
mm-hmm.
and that content is going to play a major role in how they attract their readers.
Okay.
And because, you know, you're going to have to put that blog together in a format.
Okay, you got to put it together in a format.
Yeah, that's going to attract the readers. And I noticed last week we did a deal on syndication, and that's one way in which to attract readers. You need to syndicate your blog.
Mm-hmm.
Promote your blog by submitting it to certain websites. Some websites, such as Facebook, they automatically update your profile and show readers your most recent post. But it has to be in a place where, in more than one place,
mm-hmm.
To be absolutely seen and to be recognized.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have to write guest posts. Well, offer to write guest posts.
Mm-hmm.
It stated that 80% of the internet traffic goes to 20% of the website.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so one way to increase your blog traffic is to write posts for other more popular blogs.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like what you said, and I want you to share some more, but I thought of another statement that I was reading in one of my books. When you mentioned the word read, that got my attention because successful people enjoy reading, right?
Exactly.
And some people, especially I've had to instruct some students on that, hey, Mr. Jeffrey, reading is not a big deal anymore. People can go to the internet. Hey, they go to the internet to look only at pictures or do they also go to read?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this statement
I got out of another book, and it's by one of the motivational speakers that I attend his seminars, and he's a great speaker and a person of knowledge. But Brian Tracy made a statement in one of his books and said, if you read more books, you are more likely to read something that can help you in your work or your personal life. Reading can help us in more ways than one. And I think I saw something that said in his book, and it mentioned that readers aren't always, may not always be leaders, but leaders are readers. Find me a leader, and I'll find you someone that stays abreast of what's happening in their department or their workforce or their particular area. If you are in sales, you want to read because you want to be on top of what's going on with your competition. Reading is an essential element. People read to excel. For those that think reading is not important, if you think reading is foolish, you are going to miss out on great opportunities in life if you think that reading is not important. Reading is an element required for you to operate, to be able to understand and to function. Even completing an application, whether you do it in an office or you do it online, requires some aspect of reading. So for those that think reading is a myth, you're going to miss out on opportunities. If reading wasn't big, why would you wouldn't see so many people, as you said, going to social networks, looking for information, trying to find out about things, trying to understand things. They want to know what their favorite entertainer is going through. Reading is here to stay.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but this is why people have to really realize what floats their boat or what their interest is. If you're not a reader, you're probably not going to be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And things that interest a reader just won't interest some people because that's not who you are. This is why we're talking about blogging for cash. You wouldn't tell a person who's not interested in reading how to blog for cash. It's just things like that you're not going to do. So it's important to know where your interest lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to push people in different areas and make them interested in doing, but if that's not you, it's not going to help you in any way. Everybody cannot be pushed in the same direction.
That's right.
And this is why what makes everything so good for us,
mm-hmm.
To be able to say, okay, I'm interested in this, and no, I'm not interested in that. So when we're encouraging people to blog or to, we have to make sure that's where their interest is or it won't do any good.
Okay.
They're not going to be, nobody's going to be interested in making money that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like I could be a rancher, you could be a farmer, or whatever it is, our different interests is what will push us to do something positive and to make a lot of money.
Okay.
And if I can start blogging, but if that's not where my interests lie, I'm never going to make money doing it.
I see.
Mm-hmm, because I'm not going to put that work in.
Yes.
And you have to put work into blogging if you're going to do it for cash. You can't just
do it one day and quit. You've got to know. You've got to be on it.
Okay.
Just like you do a job.
Yeah.
It's a job. You've
okay.
got to be on it if uh-huh. you're going to do it for cash.
Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do it for cash, you're gonna put those blogs out there on a regular basis, and you're going to put some things that are really going to interest the readers.
Yes.
But if you're doing it just for hobby,
mm-hmm.
you may do one a month
mm-hmm.
or one a year,
mm-hmm.
and you're not really serious.
Mm-hmm. It just depends on your motive.
Okay.
It's why do you want to blog? You know, I believe that the average blogger I don't believe people actually start out blogging for money. I don't think that's what interests them. I think people do it because they want a name for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be recognized for something.
Okay.
They want, just like I said earlier, they want to be a part of something.
Yeah.
And so I really think until someone brings it to their attention that you can make money from it, a lot of the bloggers don't even pursue that.
Because they like you said, they want to be known, and they like the credibility of being labeled as an expert or an authority in a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they've been involved in the area for a number of years, and they've researched and they have experience and they've worked there, it does put that person, does make them more credible if they've been doing this. I think I'd rather talk to a doctor who's been working with heart patients for a number of years, and they're giving you information about how to take care of the heart, and they're blogging information about things that we need to be aware of. I would be more excited or more interested in getting a blog or reading a blog from that person than I would someone who is not really interested in heart patients, and they see something and, oh, well, this looks interesting, they just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for making that more visual for us, and
mm-hmm.
making that light brighter so we can really understand
mm-hmm.
the purpose of those blocks. Now, please go further, and because I want to get into the nitty gritty.
Once you've gotten your purpose out there and why you're blogging, and you've got your topic,
yes.
the thing that you're going to attack,
okay.
Your next thing is to build it for readers.
Okay.
You have to build it to attract readers.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have to do it because what articles are appealing. You need to write a controversial post or discuss an unpopular or contrary topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Write a useful and clever post.
Yes.
Things that help people improve their lives in some way.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what people want to do. People want to live a better life, and they don't know how to do it.
Okay.
And so someone that reads a popular post or reads something that you're saying that helps them, they're
mm-hmm.
going to come back, and they're going to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. And that's one way to
mm-hmm.
increase your readers.
Wow.
Then I told you to syndicate your blog.
Okay.
Offer the right guest post, you know, for...
What's a guest post?
A guest post is to blog for some other person.
Oh.
Some famous person.
Oh, okay.
You know, to
yeah.
do that. Mm-hmm. And promote your blog link. You got to promote your blog.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now how do I promote my blog links?
Well, you got to make people aware that it's there.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I got you. Kind of when at the end of or at the beginning of my shows, I remind people to go
mm-hmm.
check out my blog. That's promoting.
Yeah, that's promoting. Some people do business cards. It's just a number of ways you can make people aware
to go to your blog.
So do you have your blog on your business card?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I have business cards with my blog. Oh, yes, I do.
Awesome.
And I try to give them out as much as I can.
Okay.
And you also need to monitor your presence on the web. In other words, sign up for, like, Google Alerts.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you'll be able to know when your name or your blog has been referenced.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You can sign up for Google Alerts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that expensive, or is there a fee to sign up for Google Alerts?
I don't believe, because right now on my blog page, I have a feeder
mm-hmm.
there that tells me who hits my blog page and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And when you do a blog, you can also either, when you're publishing that blog on your blog page, there's mm-hmm. a place there for you to either publish or share it with different areas that's going to reference you if they're looking for it. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a number of ways to do it.
Okay.
And then that way you track your businesses. And
mm-hmm.
I know on my blog page, I can track my businesses.
Uh-huh.
Who comes on, how they come on. Do they come on directly from the internet? Do they come on from some other source? But you can track it like that.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Tracking is a big key to success.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What else you want to share with us?
And then one thing a lot of people do, they start a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
They start a group of people and they from their blog, and that just allows you to gather readers, or just say these are my fans, and
yeah.
and gather them to your blog or whatever it is you're trying to push, and that increases the traffic.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So those are different ways that you can attract readers. So the number one thing, if you're going
mm-hmm.
to do blogging for cash, the number one thing, you have to make
okay.
sure you have the proper copy.
Yeah.
Number two, make sure you are attracting the proper readers.
Okay, now for those of you that are listening, grab a pen and paper, because this is some real important information that my guest is giving out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's repeat number one.
Number one, you have to make sure you have the proper topic of content, something
mm-hmm.
that people are interested in.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you got a good topic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Number two, you got to make sure you're doing whatever it takes to attract your readers to your blog.
Mm. Make sure you attract readers to your blog. So spend a little time studying in that area, folks.
And then you can't do it like everybody else. You've got to do what fits you. There are a number of things, and other people work and work at it, and it works for them. You've got to make sure you make it work for you. You know the old saying, different strokes for different folks.
Yes.
Well, that's one thing. You just can't say this is a tried and true way to do it. You've got to do what works for you and your content and everything you're doing. It has to work for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you move to the money-making part.
Oh, number four, move to the money-making part.
You know,
definitely.
When you were talking on your deal about blogging and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Everything works the same.
Okay.
Blogging, Twitter, it all has to do with what you say.
Wow. Now they can pay you for tweets as well as blogging?
Yeah, they can, but they operate the same way.
Oh, okay.
Everything depends on your content
mm-hmm.
and your interest in it. Because if a million people is interested in what you're doing,
yes.
then the more attractive your blog page becomes, and the more attractive it becomes, it draws ads.
Wow. And those ads bring in money.
Those ads bring in money.
Well, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. I often hear people, they you know, they'll get something confused in a minute and don't understand how it works. And it's like your space is making room for somebody's ad. Because if you have a million viewers, and I'm trying to sell cars, if I put my advertisement on your million viewers, then I've got a million people looking at my ad.
Wow, that's powerful. And so when you do your show on Tuesdays, and I know you mentioned that you have a lot of people to go and check out your blog. So tell me how that works. I mean, you say after you do your show and all these people come and check out your blog, how does that work?
Well, when everybody checks out my blog, the more hits my blog page get, the more money I can make on it.
Awesome.
Yeah, and people need to have at least about 1,000 hits a day.
Well, they do at least 1,000 hits a day?
Yeah,
okay.
Somebody's got to go to your blog page to like 1,000.
Okay, wow. And then that generates the ads, and that generates the money.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's why you write those interesting blogs, huh? Because you want those people to understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. And I try to write things that's life-changing, that's you can use to enhance your life, your lifestyle, or any part of your growth, anywhere you're trying to grow in life. I try to, write so that people can read and they can have something to go, maybe this is going to help me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you started out doing it because you really want to help people, and because you enjoy it.
You know, and that's exactly why I do it, period, is to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it to make a living at it. I mean, if I make a living at it, that's just an added bonus. But I do it to try and help people, because I try to write about, blog about life situations that normally, sometimes people are really ashamed of it. They don't know what to do about it. They don't even know if it's something that can be corrected.
Yeah.
But so I try to blog on things of that nature. And that's why my show is called Let's Talk Truth.
Because there are people out there who have a lot of issues.
There are people out there who have issues. Some people know that there's something wrong, but they don't even realize it's an issue.
Wow.
Because no one has ever addressed it, and people are always, you know, want to feel that what you're feeling is not important.
Yeah.
But I truly believe that anything that a person feels that causes them to not operate in a normal manner to steal their peace, those are issues.
You're right.
And those are issues that we can address.
You're right.
So when I started doing my show and started blogging, I merely do it to help people.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can get a dollar along the way, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I say, you have to know what your purpose is and why you're doing it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything else that we might have...
Well, just...
now I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say, for instance, we have someone out here who's with us today on the broadcast, and they've tuned in, and they actually blog because they enjoy blogging, and they enjoy helping others.
Mm-hmm.
What would that person do in order to find out how to get started, or is there a place to find out what companies are looking for bloggers, or how do they...
Well, if I would, just the internet is a powerful source.
Okay.
You can find anything on the internet. If you just put in, how do I start blogging?
Yes.
There are a number of links out there for self-help.
Okay.
To encourage people to start blogging, to assist them. I just happen to, I guess, be such a dynamic individual that you know, somebody somebody just brought it to me because they wanted me to do what I love to do. So they offered me an opportunity to blog, and I started doing it.
Wow.
And I really, really enjoy it. I mean, I love it, and I'm not doing it for the money. But like I said, should a dollar float by, yes, I will take it. But
people always bringing you things.
Yeah. One thing I want people to know, yes, that it is and can be a lucrative business
mm-hmm.
for money making.
Could you give us an idea of
Well, I don't know. Some people make pretty good money. They make up in the thousands of dollars.
Mm.
But what I want people
to... Okay, six fingers in block from blogging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't say that's a bad lifestyle if you...
No.
You pulling in six fingers for blogging.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want anybody to listen to this show and
get the wrong impression.
And say, I'm going to hop out there and start blogging. I'm going to hop out there and start making me some money. Because it's important to know that it takes time.
And there's a purpose behind it.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want junk. They don't want you throwing something
mm-hmm.
up there that doesn't make sense and stupid, right?
Yeah, and it takes time and a sustained effort to make money blogging. And you have to know that there's no fast, quick scheme.
It's not a get-rich overnight where they're going to make $1 million in one night. Just off
and like
block.
I said, you're going to really have to love what you're doing because once you choose a path to blog or a subject, I'll say, or a topic to blog, once you choose that path, you're going to be there a while.
Yeah.
So you've got to really enjoy it and know how to spice it up and know how to, you know, bring the interest out of it. And so that's something you have to be aware of. So don't listen to this show today and just say, I'm going to go start blogging because I'm going to start making some money. Because you're going to have to absolutely give it some hard work.
Wow.
And, you know, successful bloggers are entrepreneurs just like small businesses
mm-hmm.
or a big business.
Successful bloggers are entrepreneurs.
Yes.
I've never thought of
mm-hmm.
it like that.
And one thing to also remember is most bloggers experiment until they find what works for them.
I see. So you have to get out there and test the water.
Yeah, you got to test the waters. Like I say, you've got to look at what you do from one blog to the next.
Yeah.
How many people did this attract? What? Let me see what I did wrong.
Okay.
And you keep going on and on until you find that perfect niche for you.
Yeah.
And this is something people have to, you know, you've got to enjoy what you're doing to hang in there.
Now, I love what you said just then. You said you gotta love what you do. You got to enjoy what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that is the key to life. I've hammered that to all of the
mm-hmm.
students that I've
mm-hmm.
ever had in the classroom. Find something that you love doing and that you're capable of doing, and if you put in the effort, the work, the
mm-hmm.
persistence,
mm-hmm.
the determination, you will not have a job, you will have a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage everybody, all of my students and also my clients, once you find out what it is that you love doing,
mm-hmm.
and then all you need to do is dream. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, then you can experience the best that life has to offer
mm-hmm.
when you're in your element.
That's right.
I mean, think about it. How many people, Lord, do you know that aren't in their element? They're doing something for a living that they hate.
Mm-hmm.
They get angry. They get depressed. They do things to be late
mm-hmm.
so that they don't go into work because they hate it that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And their life just becomes miserable. So isn't that a sad situation?
It really is a sad situation.
Yeah.
And this is one thing and I can't say this enough about blogging.
Okay.
Blogging needs time.
Yes.
And energy.
Time
there
energy.
Are people now that's getting paid, that's making money from blogging, but they're making money from blogs that they did years ago.
Wow.
Because it's not something that you're going to start accomplishing overnight. If you do, it's a miracle, but I will do no miracles do happen.
Yes. Yeah.
But you've got to nurture your blog.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to nurture it from the ground up if you're going to be making money on it.
Okay.
And one thing to know, if I'm a blogger,
mm-hmm.
I'm either educating,
mm-hmm.
entertaining,
mm-hmm.
or I'm edifying
mm-hmm.
someone, some reader in some way or capacity. I'm edifying that reader in
uh-huh.
one area or another. Or I'm entertaining, I'm educating.
Yes.
Something there, a positive thing they're getting from me.
Yeah. I like that. You're educating, you're entertaining. There's something they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great because I love following people that inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to grab all that information. And I love the word that you use, nature, because what does a mother do for her child?
Mm-hmm.
A mother nurtures that baby,
mm-hmm.
and she gives it milk, she gives it meat, and then she buys clothes, she gives that child love and affection, and then she puts that child in school
mm-hmm.
and gives that child a knowledge and education base.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying nurture that blog. I like that.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to nurture it to make it grow, to make it do what you want to make it do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Remember the movie, Ray Charles with, what's the little Jamie Foxx play?
Yeah, when Jamie Foxx played role, Ray Charles.
Yeah. When he said, we're going to make it do what it do, baby.
Yeah.
Your blog, you got to make it do what it do.
You're right. That's a great illustration. In fact, I always admired Ray Charles. But when Jamie Foxx did that movie and did the character of Ray Charles, I was even more fascinated because I did not know that Ray Charles had such a rough time coming up in life and how he lost his brother and how he stayed with it and how he continued to increase. And his mother was amazing. She knew he was a special child.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved him so much, but she would not. There are some things she would just draw a line because she knew she wasn't gonna be with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And when she put him in school and increased his knowledge. Now, here's a man that's blind, but this man can count money.
Yeah.
He can read bro.
Mm-hmm.
Now you tell me if Ray Charles wasn't an awesome man.
Yes, he was.
But you have really enlightened us on blogging. And blogging for money, it's my desire that all of our guests who tune in with us today get a lot out of this show or out of this information. Okay, folks, thank you for tuning in. It looks like we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today. And we want to say thank you to everyone. But remember this, is Mr. Motivator saying to you right now, dare to dream and keep thinking big because you will discover your purpose in life. Folks, have a great week. Get out there and blog. Get out there and share your knowledge, share your information. Bless someone else. Thank you for tuning in with us. We love you. We will see you the same time. The same place next week with another exciting show here on the Mr. Motivated broadcast. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey. Have a great week. Peace out.